Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Hail to this realm of mirth! Here's to our queen, may she live in clover. Here's to her subjects, when we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles, cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile, you will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Bureaus, those prophets with whom the weather rarely agrees and who 9 times out of 10 simply hedge and predict partly cloudy. We extend them a royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. During this session of the Comedy Kingdom, we will deal with the weather. Not that it'll do us any good, because the Weather Bureau has been dealing with it for 100 years and it hasn't improved it a bit. Why, last winter it was so cold in my house that even the wind was always howling about my chancellor. And what are you supposed to be, a sound effect?
No, it's my rheumatism. I ache in every joint. I think it's going to rain tonight.
Ah, so your weather bureau's a joint, eh?
No!
What's the matter now? Have you something else besides rheumatism?
Yeah, I got Reba Hoffowitz.
You have what?
Not what, it's a whom. Reba Hoffowitz is a prognosticator who forecasts meteorological conditions.
Please, weather hexpoit.
Hexpoit? What do you mean?
No, hex. Hacks like what comes after our wobbling cue.
Right. I don't get you. I have to say it in English.
That's a smart aleck, huh? Hacks like wobbling cue hacks by, see?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
You're afraid you don't what?
I'm afraid I don't see why hacks comes after our wobbling you.
Wait a minute. We begin farther back in the alphabet here. Look. We begin at Hess.
Mm-hmm.
Hess-T-U-V.
Spell stuff.
And I wish you would.
Would what?
Stop it. Stop the whole business. I'm leaving.
No, wait a minute. What do you mean you're leaving?
Oh, so when I say I'm going, you're getting it the gooseberry. Goose pimples all over, huh?
Oh, no, wait a minute.
So you're starting to crawl now. Well, I commence. This is your weather hexpoint, Miss Reba Hoffowitz. And before I'm starting my lecture, I want to say hello and mazel tov to my Aunt Rebecca in New York and to Uncle Martin Brooklyn.
Wait a minute. Here, Miss Hoffowitz, you can't do that.
I can't, huh? All right, I'm leaving.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Please don't leave, Miss Hoffowitz.
You changed your mind, huh? All right. Hello, Uncle Ma, and hello, Aunt Becky. Before I'm going on with my lecture, how about a little raising the wages, no?
Oh, raising wages? Miss Hoffowitz, you're certainly taking a very unfair advantage of me.
Oh, the sock is on the other foot, huh? The big bad wolf is a little lamb now.
Oh, Reba, all these many times when I interrupted you in your lectures, I did it for your own good,
yeah.
For your own advancement and betterment. You had me wrong all this time, and I felt it deeply. Believe me, you aren't going to let me down now, are you, in my hour of greatest need, are you?
Well, I never looked at it like that. Oh, you ain't so mocked a bouquet.
Oh, that atta girl. Oh, Hoppy, old kid, you don't know what I've... Oh, you don't know what I've been through in the past few days.
Don't you worry, old kid. The Hoffowitz is with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out and leave you here without the best comedy act on the show.
That's real good, Mimi. Oh, no. It's pretty tough, isn't it?
I gotta go now. You hurry, everybody.
Behind the cloud, don't you know that's not allowed? It's been raining all the day, so we say, rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Let the moon come out and play tonight, tonight. Rain, rain, run away, though you took the sun away, don't you take my fun away tonight. If you were only here, I know you'd want a sweet romance. If I were only you, I know I'd give a guy a chance. Rain, rain, go away, on a sunbeam stow away. Make a lover's holiday tonight. Oh, Mr. Moon, won't you have a heart? I know you don't want two lovers to part. Pitter, patter, pitter, patter, pitter, patter, pitter. Rain, oh rain, please go away. Come again some other day. Let the moon come up and play tonight. Just you, that pitter patter. Oh rain, please run away. Though you took the sun away, don't you take my fun away tonight. I want some moonlight. If you were only here, I know you'd want a sweet romance. If I were only you, I know I'd give a guy a chance. Rain, 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 go away, on the sunbeams go away. Make a lover's holiday, I'm wanting Mr. Moon, cause I want to swoon. Rain, please grant me this boon.
And now I'm afraid we're due for a virtual cloudburst. For coming toward my throne, I see two of my courtiers whom the Weather Bureau once described with a single word, unsettled.
Well.
Well, if it isn't my little playfellow, Mr. Boyd. And how do you find yourself these cold and frosty mornings?
Oh, I just kicked back the covers and there I am.
I see. And speaking of the cold weather, I'll never forget the time it got so cold I nearly caught pneumonia. I was so frightened I was beside myself.
Oh, that must have been double pneumonia.
Yes, that's right. Enough of your levity, Mr. Boyd. See here, isn't that a new suit you have on?
Why, yes, it is. Say, how do you like it?
It looks fine in the front, but what's this big hump in the back?
Oh, that's my tailor. He's still working in there on the coat.
Well, it's a fine suit, but my, you're certainly getting thin.
Getting thin? Oh, think nothing of it. It runs in our family. Didn't I ever tell you about my poor old Uncle Cedric?
No, whatever happened to Unky?
Well, sir, he finally got so thin that he fell through a hole in the seat of his pants and strangled to death.
Oh, he did? Oh, my goodness. Now, isn't that nature for you? You know, my wife is getting so fat that the other day when she fell down, she rocked herself to sleep trying to get up. That's funny.
Yes. That reminds me, Mr. Null. On the first of the month, I'm going to start reducing.
Reducing your weight?
No, my mother-in-law's allowance.
Oh, I see. How is your dear old mother-in-law?
Oh, she's getting more absent-minded than ever.
My, that's too bad.
Yes, just last night, she put her corsage bouquet on ice and wore a halibut to the dance.
That's a hot one.
Yes, it is. And speaking of the heat, Mr. Null, speaking of the heat, did I ever tell you about my trip across the Mojave Desert?
Why, no, you didn't.
Well, I had my two jackasses, Elmer and Delmer, loaded down with sacks of corn for one of my best customers in Philadelphia.
Yes,
you see, and when we reached the middle of the desert, it got so hot that the corn began to pop and fall all around us.
Yes, well, what happened then?
Well, sir, those two jackasses thought that popcorn was snow, and they both laid down and froze to death.
Ah, friends, that means that our happy little Null and Void hour is coming to a close.
Yes, so it is. But before we leave, here is some good advice for our listeners. Don't get too chummy with those Greek and Roman sculptors. They're just a bunch of chiselers.
Come along, Mr. Boyd. I'm getting hungry. Would you care to join me in a bowl of soup?
Why, yes, if you think there'd be room for both of you.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You
know, I can't think of a better time to try and kill two birds with one stone. But while I'm looking for one the right size, Ben Carter brings us some more news about the weather.
When the cows are blooming gray and it rains so hard all day, you did something sweet to me, you drove the gloom away. When the snow's on the ground and the peonies can be found, you made things bloom all around, you drove the gloom away. Bees swarm around you, they think you're divine. I'm smiling about you and top it off your mind. When I'm feeling awfully blue and I have nothing to do, all I do is dream of you, you drove the gloom away. Can be found. You make things bloom all around. You drove the gloom away. Bees swarm around you. They think you're divine. I'm smiling about you and stuff it off is mine. When I'm feeling awfully blue and I have nothing to do, all I do is dream of you. You drove the gloom away. You drove the gloom away.
Another reel of the Comedy Kingdom fades out. But one last word of advice to the girls. A short haircut, a cigarette, and a pair of slacks may make you look masculine, but they don't fool a mouse.